Cloudy, 28 degrees in Richland Center on our way up to a high of 31.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in Texas with the migrants coming across the border illegally.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state to arrest migrants who entered the U.S. illegally. The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The mother and uncle of a U.S. serviceman have been rescued in a secret operation in Gaza. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
They're safe now, extracted after months of devastating ground fighting and airstrikes. A U.S. official on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press the rescue was part of an effort that involved Israel, Egypt, and others coordinating with the U.S. Family members say 44-year-old Zara Skak and her brother-in-law, Farid Zukayak, had been pinned down in a building in Gaza with little food or water, surrounded by combatants. But Skak's husband is not with her. He was shot earlier in the war and died of his injuries. The State Department estimates some 300 Americans, including relatives, remain in Gaza. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Here in the U.S., a mix of snow and freezing rains expected to hit parts of the East Coast this weekend. Forecasters say it's too early to say which areas are going to get rain and which will see snow. Europe is seeing some extreme weather, temperatures dropping to minus 44 degrees Fahrenheit in Finland, near the border with Norway and Sweden. Other areas seeing gale force winds and snow. Thousands of people have no power, and drivers have been stuck in their cars. This is AP News. San Francisco is trying to stop suicides from the Golden Gate Bridge.
San Francisco finally has installed nets to stop suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge. Nearly 2,000 people have plunged to their deaths since the bridge opened in 1937. Iron worker Ed Reyes says the nets are on both sides of the bridge.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people as they fall into the net.
Dana Whitmer's son committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge in 2007.
Suicides by so many methods have decreased, and Golden Gate Bridge is the only one that's increased.
Whitmer doesn't think her son would have jumped if the nets were there.
They're going to go, well, I can't do this. Let me go find another method.
Critics say it's a lot of money to spend to deter people who are determined to end their lives and who will just find another way to do it. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our store hours from Christmas Eve till January 6th will be Thursday and Friday, 8 till 4, Saturday, 8 till 2. We'll be closed Sunday through Wednesday for those 2 weeks. May your Christmas and the start of the new year be sunny. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
for a great meal. Dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at quiet weather across the region for the next few days yet. Temperatures still hovering several degrees above normal as well. Now, there will be a weather system kind of crossing the Midwest as we head into late Friday and Saturday. Looks like it will be split into two pieces with one going southeast of us. So Illinois and southeast Wisconsin has a better chance of snow showers by early Saturday, as well as a broad area of light snow from the Dakotas through the north two-thirds of Minnesota into northern Wisconsin. That area could see 1 to 2 inches through Saturday nights. We're going to be caught in between, so just a chance of a little dusting of light snow, mainly Saturday nights. That looks like it'll pass away. We'll have quiet weather return Sunday into early Monday. Then a large storm system will take shape over the southern plains Monday, track up toward the central Great Lakes by Tuesday. The current data keeps the bulk of the heavier snow down towards Chicago, Milwaukee, and into lower Michigan, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it. There could be another snow system impacting us by next Thursday. Here's that forecast for today. Clouds mixed with some peaks of sunshine, high near 31. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming westerly. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder, high in the mid-30s. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, cloudy, low 24. Saturday, cloudy with flurries possible during the day, and perhaps some steady or slight snow moving in later Saturday night, highs in the mid-30s. Sunday, cloudy, then some peaks of sun in the afternoon, low 24, high near 35. Monday, mostly cloudy, low 21, high 33. We have a 50% chance of light snow Monday night into Tuesday. There could be some small accumulations. Breezy on Tuesday, high of 33, and Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 29. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Twenty-eight and cloudy, 36 was yesterday's high, the morning low 28 degrees. Well, record high was set in 1880 across the region at 53, while the record low, 26 below, came aboard in 1964. For last year, it was 36 for a high and 31 was the low. Sunset will occur at 4:39 this afternoon, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The air is calm, barometer at 30.32. No precipitation today with cloudy conditions. It is 28.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule. The Bucks had a porous defensive night again. Details on Packer camp as well as they prepare for the upcoming game against the Bears. Those stories and more after this.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Tonight in area boys basketball, Royal plays at Waniwak Center, Hillsboro at Cashton, Brookwood at Nisida, and New Lisbon at Bangor in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Weston travels to Wisconsin Heights for a non-conference game, and Seneca is at Boscobel. Cooley Christian plays at DeSoto in both boys and girls basketball. Boys action tonight at Viroqua, the Blackhawks host Westby, Mount Horeb at Portage, and Reedsburg at McFarland. Stoughton plays at Sauk Prairie and Baraboo at Edgewood. In area girls basketball, Judah at Broadhead, Benton at Shoalsburg, Highland at River Ridge. Belmont travels to Potosi Cassville, Wautoma at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Adams Friendship. Cooley Christian Providence plays at DeSoto, it's Westby at GET, and in the SWAL, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Cuba City hosts Boscobel, Riverdale at Iowa Grant. And also tonight, Platteville plays at River Valley and Prairie du Chien at Lancaster. Dodgeville travels to Richland Center for an area girls basketball matchup. Coach Alec Adson says the team has been showing improvement, and they played a couple of games over the holiday at the Royal Tournament.
We played Westby very, very tough. In the previous week before the holiday tournament, we played them and lost, I think, by like 31 points. And during the holiday tournament, we only lost by 8. We were in the game. It was ours up until the end. I'm super proud of the girls and how we're making steps, you know, not always linear steps. I mean, we do have some steps back here once in a while, but we're trending upwards.
He talked about areas where the team needs to improve.
We're working on getting the girls to, you know, always be looking for their shot, you know, always have that attack mentality versus, you know, just trying to run the offense and look for one option in the offense. We're trying to get them to play more basketball first, use the offense as kind of a good rule of thumb, like spacing wise. And so that's probably our biggest struggle, but I'd say we're getting better.
The team is facing Dodgeville this evening.
And they like to kind of run and gun. They got a couple really, really good players. One being a post player. I know her last name's Bush. I think number 13. And then a Riley. She's a guard. And I watched her against Platteville, and she just lit it up from everywhere. So it's going to be a tough game for us. But I think we will the improvement from previous games. We haven't played them before, but I think we're going to see a little improvement.
Here the game tonight on FM 100.9 from the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville and Richland Center. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. The Richland Center wrestling team has been very busy and, in fact, completing the Bi-State Wrestling Tournament over this past weekend. Today, we feature some comments from Coach Silas Coleman, who spoke about the Hornets' Bi-State appearance.
I feel that our girls team kind of surprised a lot of people. We had a second place and a third place finish, so that was definitely a big highlight for us there. They wrestled really well, and we're really excited to see where they go from there. And then just the effort that I saw from my team, for myself, was a highlight of the whole weekend. So I was excited about the way that they performed. Nobody quit, and they just wrestled well.
And you got some wrestlers to place. That's no easy task, is it?
No, especially at a tournament like Bi-State, you know, where we have 60-plus wrestlers in a bracket. I believe 144, I don't believe they had a bye in that bracket. If they did, maybe it was one or two. So it was pretty full brackets, and so to come out with four place winners for us was pretty great.
And now a little bit of time off before you kind of hit the ground running here in January. It's a busy time, but probably enjoyed a few days off, didn't you?
Yeah, it's nice to have a few days off just to give you know, the kids some time to rest and heal up if they need to, and just kind of take that mental break before we jump back into things with our tournaments that we have coming up.
The Hornets return to action coming up on Saturday. They'll be at Kickapoo and their annual Invitational. Bowling scores to report on from last night in the Merchants League. Harris Exteriors, a 28-70 series, led the way. Premier Co-op had a 27-99. Kelly's Coffee at 27-81. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 9-96. Kelly's Coffee, a 9-95. Goplin Insurance had a 9-93. The top individual series was Jason Gerner with a 7-27. Steve Winger had a 6-74. Greg Ballweg, a 6-61. Jason Gerner at 265 and at 258. Isaac Davison with a 254 in the Merchants Bowling League. And last night in Church League Volleyball in Division A, Richland Baptist Temple 1 topped Avoca Bible Church 3, 3-0. And Bethel Lutheran down to Avoca Bible Church 1, 2-1. Hidden Valley Community had a bye. In the B Division, Grace Community 2 got the best of Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God topped Grace Community 1, 2-0. The Mission down to Voca Bible Church 2, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 2 got the best of Free Methodist, 3-0. Richland Baptist Temple Team 3 defeated Richland Baptist Temple 4, 3-0. And Beulah Wesleyan is still undefeated as they downed Hidden Valley Community 2, 2-0. Church of the Nazarene 1 had the bye in the B Division last night of Church League Volleyball. The Indianapolis Pacers got 47 points on the board in the high-scoring third quarter on the way to a 142-130 win over the Bucks. That gave Indy a sweep of the home-and-home series. The two teams have played five times in the last almost 8 weeks and won't meet again during the regular season. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points and 11 rebounds in the loss. Damian Lillard added 23 points and a total of 5 rebounds.
We had a pretty solid second quarter, went into the half with a lead, and I think we just tried to, it seemed like we came out in a management type mode. Knowing that they're a fast-paced team, they play even faster at home, just they got right to it. And I think they just jumped on top of us and took control of the game in the quarter. And, once you let a team that can fill it up and can really get going and that plays at that pace, once you let them start feeling good, they can go on runs.
Giannis Antetokounmpo says the team could do better in a lot of avenues.
Playing harder, they're being more physical, they're executing better. They're making shots, they're playing together, they're playing fast, they're crashing the board, they're guarding, they're loading, they are double teaming, and they're rebounding the ball. That's why they was able to win four times this season.
The Bucks return to action tonight against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs on the road. Elsewhere, Cleveland was a winner over Washington, 140-101. Atlanta, 141. Oklahoma City, 138. New Orleans beat Minnesota, 117-106. Toronto over Memphis, 116-111. Houston, 112. Brooklyn, 101. New York, 116. Chicago, 100. Dallas beat Portland, 126-97. The L.A. Clippers over Phoenix, 131-122. In overtime, Utah 154, Detroit 148. Miami 110, the Lakers 96. In two overtimes, Sacramento beat Orlando 138-135. No Packers have been named to the rosters for this year's Pro Bowl. The team does have five alternates. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary is a first alternate at outside linebacker. He has 9 sacks this season. Green Bay's other alternates for the game are cornerback Jair Alexander, defensive lineman Kenny Clark, offensive lineman Elton Jenkins, and return specialist Keyshawn Nixon. Speaking of Jair, he said Wednesday he's very grateful to be a part of the Packers, and he won't repeat the conduct that led the team to suspend him for one game. The 26-year-old cornerback also said he wants to remain with the Packers beyond this season. Alexander was hopeful the conversation he had with team officials in the wake of the suspension should improve that relationship. Alexander has been dealing with a shoulder injury for the past 2 months, but was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. The Pack preparing for a Sunday afternoon late game against the Chicago Bears. The Brewers have obtained left-handed pitcher Brian Hudson in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Milwaukee sends 18-year-old prospect Justin Chambers west. Hudson made his major league debut last season, throwing just under 9 mostly ineffective innings. He was bounced off the Dodgers' 40-man roster to make room for high-dollar free agent Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The return of 6'4" forward Sarah Williams to the lineup is a boost for the Badger women's basketball team. The Badgers host Nebraska tonight. Williams leads the team in scoring with 16 points a game and rebounds with 9 per game. She's also a strong defensive presence. Wisconsin is looking for its first Big Ten Conference victory of the season. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Cornerstone Service in Richland Center is your source for quality auto and light truck repair. Get honest professional care every time from Cornerstone Service. Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty, experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. Century 21 Complete Service Realty, they're your friends in real estate. Kramer Water Store offers Culligan water conditioners and drinking water systems. You can experience the soft water difference with the help of Kramer Water Store.
The first basketball coaches polls of the new year feature plenty of movement in the top 10. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It's a new year, and after a one-week hiatus for the holidays, a new WISSports.net coaches poll for both boys and girls basketball has been released, both of which feature plenty of movement in the new rankings that came out Tuesday afternoon. On the girls' side, unbeaten Verona is the top-ranked squad in Division I, moving up a couple spots from third in the previous poll. Nina is second, though the Rockets might not stay there long after losing a 62-60 overtime thriller against 7th-ranked Hortonville on Tuesday night. While there are plenty of changes elsewhere in the top 10 of each division, D2 through D5 feature the same teams on top, Pewaukee in Division 2, Waupun in D3, Laconia in D4, and Assumption in Division 5. More than half of the boys' teams in the last rankings before Christmas lost, creating plenty of changes. One constant is DePere's dominance in D1, as the Redbirds have won 40 straight games overall and are number one once again. Wisconsin Lutheran beat Pewaukee right before Christmas and moves to the top of D2, with Pewaukee second. St. Thomas More lost to Wisconsin Lutheran over the break, but remains number one in D3. No changes in the top five of D4, with Mineral Point on top. All of the top five teams in D5 lost since the last poll, allowing Solon Springs to remain number one, despite a loss to much larger Superior. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All American Do It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Mama died young, giving birth to a son in a home for wayward girls. And it was a sidewalk soapbox preacher looking forward to the end of the world. Every Friday night, he picked Jesus a fight down at the local pool hall. and all those caught behind the eight ball. He said, I preach the light, the light shows the way. Don't ever trust what the government say. We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy. It's all in your hands. This here was a messed up, dressed up waitress with a slightly tarnished heart of gold. She wouldn't have bet for a new stepmama as far as stepmamas go. Daddy knew she was the one as he banked in the sun in a parking lot preaching the truth. Up shot her hand and she cried, oh man, I feel it, yes I feel it, I do. Been revealed to me down in my soul. There were two shooters on the grass and no, we never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy, it's all in your head. Let us sing, it's all interpretation. To find the truth, you gotta read between the lines. Work out your own salvation. That narrow path is hard to define. Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind. Spirit to take up a snake. In a moment of doubt, the venom turned out stronger than daddy's faith. But I'm never forgetting his dying breath, the last words daddy said. We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead, you ain't going crazy, it's all in your head. Let me tell you, it's all interpretation. To find the truth, you gotta read between the lines. Salvation. That narrow path is hard to define. Heaven's more than a place, it's a state of mind. State of
Diamond Rio on Country and Community, WRCO Radio, and it's all in your head. We have trivia coming up in a few minutes, and also entertainment news as well. Here's Old Dominion.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key. I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way, no. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. The light.
lights, we left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it, she kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key.
Our pictures down. How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? It kills me to know you were drifting alone. You don't have to stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would have searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. Wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? What do you tell yourself? Was it something I was missing? Or is there someone else? It kills me to know this house ain't a home. You don't wanna stay, no. What can I say before you go? I would've searched the whole world over for you. Took a flight through the night to be that shoulder for you. Times did you say you love me when it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you? I still miss the person that I thought I knew.
Some notes on today. John Michael Montgomery says he's ready to retire from the road. Montgomery writes on social media, he's had a wonderful run since his first song, Life's a Dance, was a hit back in 1992. He says he thinks it was released either as a 45 vinyl or on a cassette tape. Montgomery has some concert dates scheduled this spring, and he says he will do his farewell tour through early next year. And tenor Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys says his neuromuscular disorder has made it too difficult to perform anymore. Bonsall, who is 75, says even walking is impossible right now. Bonsall's replacement will be singer Ben James, who was introduced during the Oak Ridge Boys concert in Greenville, Mississippi, Saturday. Bonsall says James' sound is different than his, but James needs your love and encouragement. Bonzo says the Oak Ridge Boys farewell tour will continue without him, but he's good with all of it. So those area listeners that had a chance to possibly see the Oak Ridge Boys just before Christmas in Wisconsin Dells got to see one of the last shows for Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys. That's a look at entertainment news.
Many's the time I have looked in the water and had no reflection to show. And I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile at the moment, but that was before you came. You're the one in a million. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one in a million. I see. You're the one.
Minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're holding steady at 28 degrees in Richland Center.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection of the display case, the Locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Trivia Time today is sponsored by the good folks at TriStar Gifts and More. TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small.
As the seasons change, so do the selection of amazing autumn gifts and decor at TriStar Gifts and More. From elegant candles and decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, you'll find it all. Craving a tasty treat? Try Rural Route 1 popcorn, a perfect combination for those chilly autumn evenings. Hunters, check out the Amish-built hunting blinds. They offer an unmatched panoramic view and feature insulated interiors, seal windows and floors, and runners. TriStar Gifts and More, where the magic of autumn comes to life. Highway 14 East, next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Today's correct answer wins courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More. It's Thursday, so we're going to play a little snippet of a television theme and see how you do. See if you can recognize this theme. Identify that television program by its theme and win today. That's Kip Moore. And we have found our winner today, someone who has correctly identified this TV theme. A lot of people knew it was a Western. That's pretty obvious, I guess. The correct answer, The High Chaparral. There, lots of guesses for the Virginia and the Big Valley. They were all about the same era. But High Chaparral, broadcast on NBC from 1967 through 1971, starring Leif Erikson and Cameron Mitchell. And it was made by the same production company that created Bonanza for the network. So didn't last as long as Bonanza, obviously, four seasons. But well enough that some remember it, including our winner of trivia today, Mary Sue Bethke, who says she was a fan of that show. So way to go, Mary Sue. She'll be receiving a certificate for a great prize hit for the TriStar Gifts and Malts, which is right across the road here from the WRCO studios. TriStar Gifts and More, giving you an opportunity to win each and every Thursday. And stop by and see all the unique items they have to offer. High Chaparral, the right answer to trivia today.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. By 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Chase Beckham on MWRCO Radio. Good morning. It is now 12 minutes before 9. We're headed toward low 30s for today. That's all. Maybe a few peaks of sunshine. Maybe these clouds will get out of here eventually. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20. Tomorrow, a bit warmer and 35.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's Ace has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, Walsh's can help. Walsh's always has buy two, get one free deals on chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match for something new. Is propane your choice? Walsh's Ace refills and exchanges cylinders. Get ready for tailgates to holidays at Walsh's Ace Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
100.9 WRCO. Mm-hmm. Let's roll out, throw a little red on the sleepy town. Boo scootin' and running around. Hell yeah, them hammer downs. Right now, let's catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line, while we got nothing but time.
didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. She sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis on WRCO Radio. Happy Trails Time coming up in just a bit. A reminder, the Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time today at 10:30, and they will throughout the month of January. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. That's happening today. And Heavenbound Church Lone Rock holds its praise and prayer event on Thursdays at the church. The event starts at 5:30. A soup and sandwich meal is followed by praise, worship, and prayer at 6 p.m. Coming up, our news update at 9, followed by some community conversation on the morning show. We'll talk about Habitat for Humanity. I don't know if that's a topic that we've tackled for a while, and so we'll have that for you coming up in just a bit here.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs. Of you.
so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. And I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Happy trails.